John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, we just found out that it's possible that tomorrow we're going to have an announcement. And I'm only saying the word possible, that they can start collecting signatures on petitions to recall L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon from office. They're kind of waiting on the L.A. County Registrar's office to make this green light. And it doesn't take that much to get the okay for petitions. You got to submit paperwork and get some signatures and such. But again, they feel like possibly the registrar's office is kind of sitting on it. But they think tomorrow, the 13th. So be looking forward to that. And we'll let you know when there's a green light if you're an L.A. County registered voter to participate in the effort to recall George Gascon.
All right. We're in the age of insanity right now. Yesterday, we had Corbin Carson at the scene, hundreds of people protesting an Orange County Board of Supervisors meeting. They're upset with, get this, those of you who live on Planet Sanity, it's a voluntary digital vaccine record, a vaccine passport.
Comes with a QR. Don't use that word passport.
Well, it is a passport because it allows you inside to places that's going to require proof of vaccination. Now, you can use your paper card if you want, or I guess you could show a photo. But this is a cool little thing. And like I said, I have it with two different services, one from the city, one from the county. Has a QR code, has the date and the time and the type of vaccine I got, and even the name of the person who injected me with the vaccine. And if one of the arenas or stadiums or a concert hall or whatever requires a vaccine, I could flash this, they could scan it, and I get in. Proof that I'm vaccinated. It's voluntary. LA County's done it. Orange County wanted to do it, but the supervisors backed off yesterday because of these.
More than 700 people signed up to speak, and they carried all of the cliches about Nazi Germany and communist China.
Except there's 3 million people in the county. 700 people are not 3 million. I've got to believe in Orange County, most people, it's voluntary.
You would say on the show once, if you get the phones to ring, they're going to think it's millions.
Yeah.
It unravels them.
Well, it used to be that way. Apparently all the people who call about homelessness don't get anywhere anymore.
That's true.
Don Wagner, Orange County Supervisor. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you, guys. And yeah, we all share a frustration.
Well,
I
have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Why are you caving into the crazy people?
Because it isn't a matter of caving in, I don't think. What it was, we were hearing from folks who were genuinely concerned about government and government overreach. And I got to tell you, it's always good for you to watch your government closely
Don, you know in this case, it's total nonsense.
Oh,
it's a voluntary record. All our medical records are online now these days, and all of us can have access to our medical records. It's complete nonsense. It's voluntary.
And we are continuing to make that available. But I must say, we were hearing from people who were using this as a reason not to get the vaccination. And so
do you think they're really going to get vaccinated, this crowd?
That's a good question.
I don't think they're going to get vaccinated.
Let me answer you. There are certainly some folks who were there yesterday who say they aren't going to get vaccinated. But both Katrina Foley, my new colleague, and I, over the weekend separately, heard from high-placed folks at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce representing their community, which is an underserved and undervaccinated part of the community, saying they're hearing about these concerns.
Well, but so I have a question. Hold on.
They weren't there last night or yesterday.
Hold on. What is underserved?
Legit.
What does underserved mean?
It means that they are.
They're not getting enough beer? I mean, what is that, underserved?
No. They are not getting the same access to the vaccine or in earlier stages of this disease,
really?
Some of the treatments that were necessary.
The vaccine's everywhere.
You go online.
It's free. No appointments.
It's at every CVS, every Walgreens. It's at supermarkets.
Agreed.
Nobody's getting underserved.
No. Those communities are declining to take the vaccine in the numbers that they really should be taking them.
That's a better way to put it.
That concern. there is a record. Take a photo on your cell phone. You've got your record.
So,
but we were out in front of this, and it's causing people not to get the vaccine.
Right, so it was the optics of the point. Story that caused you to back down.
But Don,
the idea that people are going to interpret this as a reason to not be vaccinated.
Having a voluntary passport, you are doing the right thing. And besides, you represent 3 million people, not
right.
700 lunatics who don't work on a Tuesday.
Okay. So we are still making the records available because, of course, we are. It's the right thing to do. And second of all, it is the case that those folks represent a whole lot more. And we didn't hear. I wish I would have been able. I've done this at board meetings before, guys. I have printed out the emails and the messages that we've gotten in support or opposition to a certain issue. And I will take them and I will drop them on the dais because they are voluminous.
Oh, normal people aren't going to. Normal people don't do that. Normal people just get their shot and get their record. They don't run to a meeting for the right to get their record. They assume that that's the rational thing that a government's going to do.
We have occasions gotten multiple emails from folks. They weren't there this time. I wish they had been.
It's not an issue people are going to contact you about.
Just ask it a different way. Do you
well,
know?
It sure
any,
was. They contacted any, us on the other side.
Do you know of any businesses that are going to require vaccination proof to get in? Or is that happening in Orange County? I mean,
well,
has this become
It is part of the governor's guidelines, apparently, that there will be limits lifted or restrictions eased for folks that are vaccinated. Indeed, the talk was that if you're vaccinated, you don't count against the capacity limit. Here in L.A., here in Orange County, there is obviously Disneyland talking about it. Ducks aren't playing any longer. I don't think they are. But we do know in L.A., for example, Dodger Stadium has a vaccination section, which is why we continue to make these white cards available. Do I think the folks that were complaining yesterday about, oh, the government's tracking us, were right? No. But do we as government officials have to take those concerns
why
into account?
Why?
The answer,
well, wait
the
a second. Hold
yes.
on. We're in the age of insane conspiracy theories. Hold on a second. I was just talking to somebody who thinks, you know, that I know somebody, right? They think that the cell phone towers spread COVID through the 5G signal.
Man.
Okay. Now, if you got 100 of those people to show up at your meeting and they're screaming at you, are you going to take down all the 5G cell towers? No. You're going to dismiss them as crazy. Well, that's what you've got here. You've got crazy screaming at you. I would expect, I don't live in Orange County, but I would expect that my representative is rational and can differentiate between the crazy and somebody who has a legitimate objection. There is no legitimate objection here. There's no way to squint at this or twist it or repackage it to say any of this is legitimate. It's just internet conspiracy theory nonsense.
Even if that is true.
It is true.
If it's contributing, and for the purposes of this discussion stipulated, even if that's true, if it's contributing to vaccine hesitancy, we owe it to our community to try to get through it. And there was no advantage that you get with a QR code that you don't get by taking a photograph of your stupid white CDC card and flashing that when you need to go in. So discretion being the better part of valor, we would opt for a system that allows more people, even if their objections are irrational, more people to overcome those irrational objections and get vaccinated.
Well, we'll see if that's what happens in Orange County. Thanks for coming on, Don.
Good news is we are the most vaccinated county in the entire Southern California region. So we are on the right track.
All right. There you go.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. Orange County Supervisor Don Wagner on the big kerfuffle yesterday at the Orange County Supervisors meeting over a digital record of your vaccination. I think that other supervisor, Katrina Foley, was right. She says it's the same people that are anti-vax who stormed the Capitol.
It is. And they think Trump really won the election. They wouldn't wear the mask. They don't want to get a vaccine. They don't want a record of the vaccine that they don't want to get. I mean, honestly, is everybody going to give in to this nonsense forever? And nobody's going to say, would you stop it? You're out of your minds. Get your head off your screen. Stop reading and believing what crazy people write online. Good Lord, I'm so fed up with the whole culture. I really am. Though.
Underserved. That means they didn't get a burger and beer? What happened there?
That's the thing. Guys like Don Wagner are talking like this now. Now he's talking about underserved communities. What is underserved? Underserved, yes. My lunch didn't show up.
We got him to admit what it is. It's vaccine reluctant. I'm afraid that is the case in Latino and Black communities. Well, there's a percentage of people that are not going to take the vaccine either.
Well, at some point, that's their fault.
They're not underserved. The vaccine is very readily available.
I mean, they're parking.
It's not an excuse anymore.
They're parking the damn mobile vans in front of your house. If you don't go out of your house to get the vaccine, then that's on you. You haven't been underserved. Enough with everybody. John and Ken, KFI.